Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, welcome back. There was a piece written, Danny saw last night, on team needs in the NFC East. They listed quarterback, safety, and wide receiver as the biggest need for the Redskins. What do you think their biggest need is going to be going into the offseason? 800-636-1067 is the number on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. Operators standing by now. So we talked about quarterback. It's only a need if Cousins is not here.
Right.
Wide receiver is absolutely a need, but are you with me? You'd rather go give me one veteran, continue the development of guys like Doxson and Harris. Don't draft early.
100%. Now, if something happens, who knows what it is? Like if you find your Michael Thomas in round two or, you know, I don't know, a round three player that you really like that has got a specific skill set.
Round three, I can to get me, down yeah, with it. I'm fine with it. When I say early, I mean mid first, mid second.
Yeah, no problem there.
Running back, I think, is a big time need. On offense, it is their biggest need at this point. Now, I love Chris Thompson on third down, and I think you can get by with Samaje Perine. They started this year with Rob Kelly as their running back, thinking they could be pretty good. Samaje Perine's better than Rob Kelly.
We agree there.
However, I just want to see them do better. Last year, I was kind of hoping they could draft Dalvin Cook. I would have liked that. He obviously got hurt after he got off to a great start. I would be perfectly fine taking a running back in the second round this year with a higher upside than Samaje Perine. Tight end position, you can upgrade and do better if you want from a blocking standpoint. That could happen in the late rounds or in free agency for no money. They'll bring in a guy like Jeremy Sprinkle, who's been in the league for 4 or 5 years, who's a big body. Defense, though, is where the priorities have to be set. You've mentioned the defensive line, and that's our number one issue, both of us.
Agreed.
I would draft another Jonathan Allen in the middle of the first round. The only other thing I would consider doing, though, is drafting an inside linebacker.
A couple good ones.
In the first round. There is a guy who I assumed was going to be taken in like the top 10 or the top 12 just while watching football this year, just kind of off the top of my head.
Are you referring to the Butkus Award winner from Georgia?
I'm talking about Roquan Smith, who's an inside linebacker at Georgia, who is absolutely sterling as a huge Sean Taylor-built, speedy sideline-to-sideline linebacker. I think he is going to be a superstar in the NFL. There's plenty of mock drafts where he'll be available in the middle of the first round. If the Redskins can get that guy,
he's a badass.
I'll wait till the second round on a defensive line and take him in the second and the third.
I like him a lot. I like the kid from Wisconsin, TJ Edwards, as well. Basically, their defense is him flying around and making tackles. A little bit less of the coverage linebacker coming from the Big Ten. A little less of a complete player than Roquan Smith is, but Edwards, to me, is a machine as well. He's a late first rounder, according to boards now.
Those picks would make more sense probably if you don't spend $10, $11 million a year on Zach Brown.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you sign Zach Brown and then you draft one of those guys on the cheap to pair with him, now all of a sudden you got something that might work. I'd like to see the front seven addressed on defense with two of the top three picks, though.
100%.
That is a defensive lineman, a linebacker, two defensive linemen, however you want to do it, and maybe three of your top five picks. Corner is interesting because I think Breland walks, so then you probably have to find someone. You're saying slide Fuller over. I think Fuller stays put in the slot where he's become terrific, and maybe Fabian Moreau competes with whoever you draft at corner. I actually think safety, for the first time in years, I wouldn't spend an early pick on right now. But that's kind of the lay of the land as far as the needs. What do you like and dislike about all that?
I like everything you said. I would say at a certain point, it's just like this with this season. At a certain point, you've got to pay the piper. And you've got to make a conscious, screw the rest of it, damn the torpedoes, we've got to make a huge investment in this front seven. That's what needs to happen. You keep kicking the can down the road doing something else. Part of it, you don't have first-round picks because of the Robert Griffin deal. But the other part is, you haven't drafted a defensive lineman in the first round since Kennard Lang. You finally changed that with Jonathan Allen. You saw the impact he had and then also has when he's not there. You need way more than you're getting and way more than you have. To me, two picks, three picks, whatever it is, front seven, front seven, front seven, allows you to compete on a weekly basis and doesn't put everything on your quarterback that you seem to not want to pay.
Let's go to Victor in Alexandria. What's up, Vic?
Victor.
Hey, what's up, Danny? What's up, Grant?
Hey, dude.
So I agree with you guys with 100% with what you guys are saying. Basically, the only thing I would add to it would be to probably in the first or second look into a left guard, just because we don't know if LaValle will be back. The backups have for that position haven't been the best, and that's where I see sometimes is one of our weakness when it comes to the pass rush to get to Kirk Cousins. And basically, if we can basically get first round or second round draft pick right there, we can shore up the line for whoever's back there, and that'll help out a lot. Even
thanks, buddy.
Thank you, dude.
Good phone call. I actually think they could save themselves close to $4 million in cap space if they just if they like Chase Roullier, which it seems like they do.
Seems like they do.
They can either try him at left guard, which they think he might be able to play,
or Spencer Long there.
Yeah, or put Roullier at center, kick Spencer Long to left guard, and you might have your option in house by getting some cheap deals done with a guy like Spencer Long.
There are a couple of mid round guys that fit the grade. I mean, there's a kid from Notre Dame that people think maybe a top five pick, like a Brandon Scherff kind of player, Quentin Nelson. There are a couple of guys mid-round, though, in ranked right now in the 30s to 70s. That kind of fits the bill. Somebody that's going to be around in round three and round four.
That's a Spencer Long again.
Right.
You got one. Just sign that guy. Put him at left guard. Have Chase Roullier at center. You've got a Pro Bowler at right guard. You got a Pro Bowler at left tackle. You got a future Pro Bowler probably at right tackle. You don't need a Pro Bowler at every position on your offensive line. Now, the key then would be staying healthy. The problem with the line this year isn't that their linemen aren't good. It's that they're not on the field.
Right.
So, to me, that their line would be adequate if those guys were just available to them. But I wouldn't spend money at guard. I think you...
you got to go cheap somewhere.
Unless you get elite-level play there, unless you went out... same at center. Like, you got an Alex Mack or somebody like that. It's not worth it. Spend at tackle, and then spend at your skill positions, you know, and you know, invest in players that can win games.
Yeah, if I'm spending, it's on a Snacks Harrison.
Right. Matt in Stafford, what's up?
Matty.
Happy holidays, Dave.
Day.
I go best player at every position except wide receiver. I think you could address that with a couple of good free agents, unless that guy was a real blue chipper. But I'd emphasize the defensive line. I think that's the one position that really needs help the most. And I would look for trying to get a running back and a true center to be Kirk Cousins' best friend. Cousin Chase is great, but he'd be a great backup and a great fill-in. But running back, I think you got to get one in the top two rounds.
It'd be nice to just have a running back that makes the line and the running game better, which they have not had, other than Chris Thompson as a partially used player this year in a little while.
You just can't give that many touches to. You'd love to, but you can't.
And we've seen it. Grant and Danny on the fan. You want to hop aboard, you can. 800-636-1067. Our double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Got to talk about the ridiculous toll prices on 66 that are just crippling people's commutes and bank accounts. You're listening to The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.